and there will, of course, be a rabbit hole. It will look just like a rabbit hole. There will be rabbit droppings around it, and maybe even a few bits of rabbit fur if the Feagles are feeling particularly creative. Down below, the world of the Feagle is a bit like a beehive, but with a lot less honey and a lot more sting. The reason for this is that females are very rare among the Feagle, and perhaps because of this, Feagle women give birth to lots of babies very often and very quickly. They're about the size of peas when born, but grow extremely fast if they're fed well. Feagles like to live near humans so that they can steal milk from cows and sheep for this purpose. The queen of the clan is called the Kelda, who, as she gets older, becomes the mother of most of it. Her husband is known as the Big Man. When a girl child is born, and it doesn't often happen, she stays with her mother to learn the hidlins, which are the secrets of keldering. When she is old enough to be married, she must leave the clan, taking a few of her brothers with her as bodyguards on her long journey. Often, she'll travel to a clan that has no Kelda. Very, very rarely, if there is no clan without a Kelda, she'll meet with Feagles from several clans and form a completely new clan, with a new name and a mound of its own. She will also choose her husband. And from then on, while her word is absolute law among her clan and must be obeyed,